Imagine walking an average of 6 hours a day to get water. According to the website of Charity Water, a New York-based nonprofit dedicated to making clean water more accessible, close to a billion people in developing nations spend billions of hours every year walking to the nearest water source. Gracie Martin is the vice president of Northwest Arkansas Water Walk. She says these individuals, often women and children, make these trips with a jerry can on their backs.
A jerry can is something that we would use here. It's the 5-gallon diesel fuel yellow jerry cans that we use here to hold gasoline. In developing nations and third world countries, that signifies water to the people that live there. That is typically the tool that they use to carry water to and from their homes.
These jerry cans, once full of water, can weigh up to 40 pounds. But this water is often filthy and contains dangerous microbes that can lead to diarrhea, dehydration, and even death. According to a United Nations statistic quoted on the Charity Water website, a tenth of the global disease's burden can be prevented by improving water supply quality and making it more accessible. To make a difference in the lives of individuals with no or less access to clean drinking water, the Northwest Arkansas Water Walk is hosting a fundraiser at the Lake Fayetteville Levee this Saturday at 11 a.m.
So what we wanted to do was fund water projects partnering with an organization called Charity Water based out of New York. And what they do is the weight breaks down is $5,000 gives one water project to a community that provides clean drinking water to 500 people for the rest of their life. And that's just, that's a rough estimate. Sometimes it's often more people than that that get access to clean water through the work that we're doing.
The event is being organized by the Northwest Arkansas Water Walk, a newly founded charitable organization based in Springdale.
We're just a group of people that got together and saw that with all the needs for charity, specifically the water crisis in sub-Saharan Africa, Southeast Asia, and Latin America, there's so much that needs to be done, but not necessarily something that one person can take care of or even a small group of people. So we just wanted to bring Northwest Arkansas together so that we could mobilize our community to bring global measurable change.
Martin says the Northwest Arkansas Water Walk is attempting to raise $10,000 that will fund two water projects through Charity Water.
What's really cool about the way Charity Water does it, that's the organization we're partnering with, is that they do GPS tracking on every water project that they fund so that 18 months from the day that we donate, we'll be able to get on Google Maps and see exactly where the water projects that we funded are. So it's super doable. It's very measurable. You can see exactly where your finances are going.
Martin says the suggested donation for participating in the awareness walk is $20 per person. The event will be hosted this Saturday between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m.
We're asking people to get signed up and sponsored to come carry a jerry can across the levee at Lake Fayetteville. It's about a half mile stretch. You'll be able to select different weights of jerry cans, so it's something that anybody can do. We'll have 5 pounds, 15 pounds, 25 pounds, and 40 pounds, to raise awareness and funds to build water projects. So you'll just come carry your jerry can across. We'll be handing out water and fresh fruit and encouraging people and giving out information. It'll be a fun time. It'll be good.
The Northwest Arkansas Water Walk will host an awareness walk and fundraiser this Saturday morning at the Lake Fayetteville Levee. More information is available at mycharity.org/NWAWaterWalk. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.